The MCAT podcast is part of the MedEd Media Network at mededmedia.com. Go check out all the other podcasts that we have to offer you, the pre-med student, again at mededmedia.com. One of our podcasts, The Pre-Med Years, is celebrating its fourth anniversary on November 16th, 2016. Go check us out again, mededmedia.com. This is the MCAT podcast, session number 15. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. And welcome back to the MCAT podcast, or thank you for joining us if this is your first time here. Every week, we will release a new episode for you to help you maximize your MCAT prep, which will hopefully maximize your MCAT score. This week, we're going to talk all about how to best utilize the official AAMC practice exams. So, Brian, as we're recording this, the AAMC has just released official practice test number 2 for the quote-unquote new MCAT. Now, it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. They might have released 3, 4, 5, 200, whatever. But let's talk about maybe some key things about the official practice test and maybe some differences between practice tests that Next Step makes and other test prep companies make, and how students can use and utilize really the official practice test.
Sure. Yeah. So we're at a point now where the AMC has finally offered us a reasonably robust set of practice materials. It's nowhere near what we used to have for the old MCAT, but we've got several different resources. So let's start with the headline on the AMC. There are two things you must have. Must. This is not debatable. You cannot call yourself a prepared MCAT student without having these two things. Number one, all the AMC tests. At the time we're recording this, there's 3, but like you said, there'll be more coming. So full-length tests, you have to get them as part of a program or buy them yourself. And number two, something called the Section Bank. That is a set of online science passages designed for and administered as a part of the new MCAT. So those two things, full-length exams, Section Bank. Now, there are some other resources, okay? There's the AMC put out flashcards, which are really just a whole bunch of discrete questions. So it's better to think of the flashcards as just a, you know, a set of, like a cue book of discrete questions. Something called QPAC, which is repurposed old passages from the old MCAT. So that's not really kind of a top line resource. And then the official guide, which has 20 passages in it, which are quite good, very valuable. You don't need to spend $30 on the official guide, though. Just $10 for the online access is good enough. So again, all those ancillary resources, but the things you gotta have, full-length tests and Section Bank. Now, how do you use them, right? How do you get the most value out of them? So first, it goes without saying that full-length tests should be taken as full exams, right? None of this business where you start and stop halfway through, or maybe kind of, you know, start the day at 1 in the afternoon and work on a test for a little bit. No. You got to simulate test day. You know, get your butt out of bed at 7:30 in the morning, get to the library by 8, sit down to start the test at 8:30 in the morning. And if you're on a typical, you know, college student schedule where you're rolling out of bed before noon is difficult for you, it's time to get your butt in gear and start moving and get used to the idea that you're going to have to be taking your MCAT first thing in the morning. So that's how you use the full-length exams, as you know, simulate the test conditions, stick very strictly to the timing, give yourself the exact length of break that's normally permitted, and there'll be a timer on the screen with the break. And when you should do them, well, you should do them near the end of your prep. Typically what I recommend is once a week leading up to test day. So 1 week before the exam, take the unscored AMC sample test. Okay, the idea there is you want to get the most test-like practice you can 1 week before the exam, right? You get the look, the feel, it'll smell, taste, and touch just like the real thing. But since it's 1 week before the exam, you don't want to be like freaking out about your score 1 week before the test. So that's why I usually recommend the unscored AAMC sample test 1 week before test day. And then 1 week before that, take AAMC scored practice exam two. 1 week before that, take AAMC scored practice test one. And if at the time you're listening to this podcast, if the AAMC has released more scored exams, you simply go back to, you know, space it out once a week, working your way backwards from test day.
Do you see a reason why you should use the AAMC tests last versus practice tests from next step?
Sure. So as you get closer and closer to test day, you want to get the best possible simulation and the best possible look and feel. And this is the big one, estimate of how you're doing. And, I'm very confident in the next step test because I see all the data behind the scenes. And I know that among our class and tutoring students, our tests are very precise, that students' scores on our tests very closely track the scores on their AAMC score practice exam one. But I will also be the first person to admit that no test prep company, not any of the big national chains, not Next Step, nobody, is accurate as the real AAMC tests. So if you use up the official exams too early in your prep and are relying on test prep company exams right near the end, you won't have as accurate assessment of your current skill level. Whereas if you do the AAMC tests leading right up to test day, you get totally into the zone, you get the exact editorial style of the real test, and you get a really good prediction of how you're going to do on test day.
What about a student who has a little bit of a tighter budget and goes out and buys the official AAMC practice tests and takes those three, the two scored ones and the one unscored at this point, and takes them multiple times to stretch out their test taking?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. So first things first, sign up for a free account with Next Step. We are the only prep company in the world that I know of that gives our free account as not just our half-length diagnostic, but full-length one. So absolutely for free, if you're on a budget, sign up for a free Next Step account. You'll get another full-length exam. And then what you can do is you can use Next Step full-length one as your kind of midterm, right? Your kind of midpoint check. How am I doing? Let me take that free Next Step full-length exam. Other companies do offer free exams, you know, the other big national companies, but they're typically only half-length or one-third length, but still that can be good practice as well. On the issue of retaking a test, and this is a question that comes up all the time, right? If people have to retake the MCAT, you know, should I retake the AAMC tests is always the question. The rule of thumb here is that if it has been roughly 4 months since the last time you did something, you can do it again without having the results be skewed as a result of the practice effect. The practice effect being just a standard thing you learn when you're reviewing your psychology for the MCAT, where if you assess somebody over and over again using the same assessment, performance goes up even if the underlying skill level hasn't changed. So you want your AAMC test to be an accurate assessment of your skill level and not just be floating upwards due to the practice effect.
All right, so there you have it. I hope you got some great information out of what Brian and I shared about utilizing the AAMC practice exams. Don't forget the AAMC, as of this recording, they have three practice exams. Two of them are scored at this point. One is unscored, as we talked about. Next Step Test Prep offers a lot of practice exams, which you can find at nextsteptestprep.com. Use the promo code MCATPOD, all capital letters, MCATPOD, to save some money off of those products and even the services that they offer, including the one-on-one MCAT test prep tutoring. So go check them out again, nextsteptestprep.com. And don't forget to subscribe in whatever app you're listening to this podcast in. Subscribe so that you get it every week delivered right to your device. If you're listening to this in a browser on a website, on your phone or on your big computer, go find the best podcast app for your device and subscribe to the show. Makes it much easier to listen and to get the information that you need to succeed. So I hope you join us next week for another amazing conversation that I'm going to have with Brian about sociology. Doesn't sound very exciting, but it's an important topic. So come back and join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast.